not being messy. I'm just giving you a sample.
You're mad because you did it. I just say it. Hey, good morning, guys. Welcome to Dish Decorum, where we talk entrepreneurship, trending tabloids, and fun fashion. I'm super excited to be here with you guys this Saturday morning, of course. I'm always excited to be here with y'all. Joria, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Tamar. Are you guys doing fine today?
Oh, yes. I hope they are. So, you already know Christmas is around the corner. Do you have your Christmas Day, like, list and shopping done and all that?
I do. Well, I got to get some of my kids Christmas.
You got it done?
Yeah, I did. I get half of mine done, half of theirs done. I just got to get, you know, wrap it up a little bit. But, yeah, I got most of my stuff done.
Oh, my God.
Yes, honey. Got to, you know.
I have nothing done.
You have nothing?
Nothing done.
Oh, they're going to be sold out of everything.
Oh, my God. You think so?
Well, are you ordering online?
Oh, my God.
Are you ordering online?
Yeah, some of their stuff is online. So, well, I guess it'll, okay. You know, be good, I guess.
Maybe.
Well, Joria, I think you already know what time it is.
It's celebrity.
Come on.
Let's do it.
So Travis Scott finally speaks out about the situation. I'm pretty sure everybody already knows. So it has been a month since the horrific events at Travis Scott's annual AstroWorld Festival in Houston. Travis, he expressed his sadness in a statement in a video after the initial deaths and injuries were reported. However, he has remained silent publicly about the tragedy as the death toll has risen and lawsuits have piled up on him. Uh-oh.
Oh, man. Yeah, I seen that video, you know.
You seen him speaking with Charlamagne?
Yes, I did. And it's just like he was trying to explain himself. And I get his side, but I also get the people side. And it's just like the people wins, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. So Travis, he spoke up to Charlamagne Tha God in his first interview since the horrific tragedy, discussing the events and how he has been dealing with the consequences of the year's festival. Now, he has also addressed any misunderstandings that individuals may have had regarding his role in the issue, as well as others' concerns. Now, when Travis was asked about his feelings, he responded saying, "I've been on about different type emotions, emotional roller coaster. I mean, it gets so hard because I always felt so connected with my fans. I went through something and I feel like my fans went through something. It hurts the community. It hurts the city. It's just been a lot of thoughts all around grieving and just trying to wrap my head around it." He said multiple other things as well. He also admitted that he was apprehensive about the interview before he wanted to figure out the best way to express his feelings about the tragic circumstance. I don't know why he was apprehensive about speaking out about something. They were basically waiting for him to speak. They were definitely waiting for him to speak.
Yeah, they were. They definitely were. And it's just like when the lawsuits first started coming in, he said nothing. And really, if you want to be technical, y'all, Kylie Jenner came out even before him and spoke on his behalf. Uh-oh. So, hey, that's a little weird to me, but.
Uh-oh. Yeah. So Travis, he acknowledged that it's difficult to detect the difference between exhilaration and danger when performing in front of like thousands of people, lighting, you know, people have he has the earbuds in, music going, and like other different distractions. But Travis was also reprimanded in the days following the incident for the violent environment he is known for at his gigs. So Charlamagne inquired if he believed this would have added to the festival's enthusiasm that night.
Well, you know, Travis said that his music is not satanic. He said people think his music was satanic, and that's why most people was acting out of character. Mm-hmm. As an artist, he could have stopped it. He didn't really think he did anything, though, for it. He says people really just didn't understand art of music.
Oh, that's what he said?
Yeah, to Charlamagne.
Mm. Okay. So here's somebody else who really think that they didn't do anything. Jussie Smollett, he was found guilty of staging a fake hate crime. Now, I'm sure y'all remember in 2019, he was convicted of like faking a hate crime against himself and lying to the police. After 9 hours of discussion, a jury convicted him of being guilty of 5 of the 6 felony disorderly conduct offenses he was charged with on Thursday. On count 6, he was found not guilty.
So, Jesse, I just really have no comment on Jesse. Just because, you know, how could you do, you know, how are you going to do with the man that you know planned this with and you know set it up with and had you know your affair with him, they had sex, y'all, and stuff like that.
Wait, allegedly?
No, this is accurately.
Oh my god.
Yes. Oh yeah, so that's what happened before the crime. And you, after y'all did it and staged it, you lied. Even your attorney was confused on why you lied after you did it. It kept lying until now.
Oh my god, they used to say I look like this madman.
You slick dude. Still, you still do. Just cause he's stupid don't mean he ugly.
I'm about to get out of here.
just cause he's stupid doesn't right. mean he's ugly tomorrow. Right. So he is a pretty man, but he's stupid.
Right, so I'm the one with the brains.
Period. And well, you are?
He's not going to jail, but if he was going to jail, clanky clank. And don't drop the soap if you do serve time.
Don't drop it.
Yep. You can't go anywhere thinking that you're hard. This is not Empire. And just be quiet. So all this can die down. Please, at least forget about the situation until, you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. But Jesse, you can sing, babe. And, you know, good luck to you and your lies.
Speaking of luck, Kenya Moore and Marlo Hampton unfollowed each other, so it seems like there was no luck in their friendship right there. Yep, it's true. It's true. I knew this relationship wasn't going to last long, especially now that Portia is off the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I knew Kenya Moore and Marlo were not going to stay friends. I just feel like they've been feuding for years, and they're going to continue feuding.
Yeah, you know? It's just a beef that doesn't die.
Exactly. So Kenya wrote, there are some people who always seem angry and continuously look for conflict. Walk away. The battle they are fighting isn't with you. It is with themselves. Marlo wrote, I will unfriend, uncousin, un-F, un-coworker, unfollow, unfamily, a draining soul real quick.
Yep.
So, like I said, I knew the friendship wasn't going to last long because, for one, the princess of Thotland is gone, and two, Marlo just got that peach and she's trying to make sure it doesn't turn into a dry plum.
As it should not, Tamar.
Kenya doesn't have to do that. Kenya is secured. She delivers and gives us what we want season after season season. If she it's does. Good or bad, mm-hmm. You can say anything about Miss Haircare, but what you can't say is that she don't give y'all anything to talk about. So, let me know what you guys think in the comments below about that. I definitely want to hear your opinions on how you feel about Marlo and Kenya suspectedly ending their friendship. Uh-oh. So, something else that's ending, according to reports, Faith Evans has asked a judge to deny Stevie J's request for spousal support.
And who, Tamar, what I think about that is Stevie J, are you going broke, sir? Is something going on? Is the love of hip hop checks and royalty stopping for you?
Oh my God. You're so messy.
That's just all I want to know. No, bitch, it's just, you know, an honest, legitimate question. But yeah, I heard about it. You know, it's just like, I'm glad she asked the judge to deny that because he would have been getting half of her everything that she made over the years.
So Stevie J's request for spousal support from Faith Evans was just made public after his divorce case was made public. Faith has now responded to his request by filing her own documentation. Yeah, you know, she's lawyered up.
That's what, as she should.
Right. Faith has replied by requesting the court to terminate its ability to award Stevie J any spousal support, according to new legal filings acquired by The Blast. Although it is unknown whether they signed a prenuptial agreement, Faith is requesting that she preserve her personal assets after the divorce. The blogs also claims that Mr. and Mrs. Jordan officially divorced on two different dates. Well, not divorced, but officially like split and separated on all two right. different dates.
Yeah, because their relationship. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, go ahead.
They were separated before, though, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
But what they're saying is something different. That's what they're saying. Okay. Yeah. Right now,
he's just trying to get some money.
Yep.
Yep. Basically.
Faith is saying their relationship ended May 29th, 2020.
Yes.
Stevie's saying October 19th, 2021.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Stevie J seemed more accurate because they were still together.
But you don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
You don't. You do not. You do not.
And you know,
but in the media, it portrayed that like they were still together. And I feel like that's what a judge going to believe.
You know what? He's asking for spousal support.
Oh, well, that's after, just broke.
You know what? I think he's
just broke.
Just broke.
Just broke. Stevie J.
In the words of Miss Lanindia Lounge Leaks, what is this, honey?
You better produce a song.
I know Stevie is not asking for money.
Stevie!
He has no choice but to be petty. That's how I see it. What do you guys think about that? Definitely let us know up in the comment section about that. Uh-oh.
Oh. Tristan Thomas.
So Tristan Thompson is in a conundrum.
A conundrum. I like conundrum. that word.
Thank you. In the wake of Tristan Thompson's paternity controversy.
Oh my gosh.
In the wake of Tristan Thompson's paternity controversy, Khloe Kardashian claims that she feels like she's having an out-of-body experience. She was talking about, to be honest, I'm barely in my own body right now. Please don't read into anything. Also, please don't tear me apart because you assumed something.
Yes. As you know, and I feel her on that because people, I seen the video and they was talking about Halle Berry and she basically just flipped her hair.
Huh?
Yes. That's where that's why she said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's just like, did you think it was body language toward Halle Berry?
Well, I thought she said something in regards to it wasn't nothing towards her.
No, it was though. Like that people thought she was like trying to be like, "Oh, she didn't care."
Good thing people don't get paid for thinking.
Exactly.
On Friday, Page Six, they reported that Mary Lee Nichols, I think that's what her name was, the personal trainer. She was suing Thompson for child support for her kid after he reportedly impregnated her while dating Khloe Kardashian. Yep, he offered her $74,000 in hush money in exchange for an abortion, allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Make sure to say allegedly. Mm-hmm. Now, according to alleged fresh court records filed this week, he also accused Mary Lee of exploiting the paternity actions to acquire celebrity. He went on to say that the texts Mary Lee exchanged between them were an attempt to slander him and that they were wholly and blatantly false. Okay, so hearts are broken.
Yeah.
Baby, isn't this the fourth time? So what that mean, baby?
That you don't care.
What that mean, baby?
That you don't care. And you tried to pay her. Tristan tried to pay her $50,000. Tristan.
You know what? I'm not finishing this story. It's disgusting. He's played out and dry.
Very.
I love the Kardashians, but Khloe is, she's going to do what she want to do and still have a counterfeit family.
Yep.
She need to call Peter Guns for advice, child.
You deserve better, child.
I don't think I'm the right guy to give it to her straight. This is only a 10-minute segment. So I don't think I can do it. I don't think so. We got more great podcasts for you today. So don't go anywhere.
Hear he. Gotta get that boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm.
Gotta get that boom, boom, pow. That chick is jocking my style. They trying to cover my swagger. I'm on that net. Now I'm so 3008. You so 2000 and late. I got that boom, boom, boom. Really get that boom, boom, boom.
Oh, we can't sing no more. I don't want to pay them.
Oh,
we can't sing no more. We can't sing no more.
Okay, okay.
Copyright. Copyright.
Literally, please. Copyright. Okay.
All right, guys, welcome to one of my other favorite segments called Fashion Police. Welcome to This Decorum, where we talk entrepreneurship, training tabloids, and fun fashion. Now it's time for the fun fashion. All right. Some people are going to jail, and some people are going to be let free. Now, we're going to be looking at everybody's fashion. Well, not everybody, but, you know, people that are... that made the list. Let's just say that. If you made the cut, you got on the list. If you made the other cut, you know, you're here. Now who's going to jail? First, we have Lil Howery. He's on the People's Choice Awards 2021 red carpet. This is cute.
Yeah, I like it. You know, it's like a very nice plaid. Yep.
Is that lavender? A nice plaid lavender.
Lavender. Yes.
Has
lavender
a white shirt up under with a gold chain.
Yeah, I like
Look
it. You know,
okay.
It's not too flashy, but it's not too less either. It's perfect. It's a good balance.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Looks good. Okay. Cool. You ain't going to jail.
No, you're not.
Next, we got Emma Hernan.
Okay, she looks cute.
This is a nice black sequin dress opened up like by her, what's that?
Her torso. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there, yeah. So she looks really good, honestly, in my opinion.
She looks really good, but she looks really basic.
Yeah, it is basic. It's a basic black. Mm-hmm. Little slit.
Yeah. They didn't put who this is like made by. Maybe Forever 21. We have Chris. What?
No, nothing. We have
Christine Quinn. She wears a vintage Dolce & Gabbana dress. I mean, dress. Gotta do that again.
It's okay.
She wears a vintage Dolce & Gabbana dress.
Okay, very. That's
it's shoe
down
the heels.
See, your shoes are what's complementing your outfit. But
I like it. Yeah,
it's different. I love
Christine.
The heels.
Yeah, this is definitely Christine though. Mm-hmm. She loves black. This is cute. Okay, girl, you know you free. Sutton Strack. She wears Alexander McQueen on the.
It's the sleeves, Tamar.
I have no other words.
You're going
Send
to
her jail. Send her to
You're
jail.
You're going to jail. Here he. Going to jail.
Oh, yes. Well, Sutton, she was never that fashionable to me anyway.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Here's Garcelle.
I like it. It's different. You know, it's
she wears Carolina... Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
Right.
It's
and I love the shoes. Ooh,
that's
nice,
what complements it.
Shoes.
It's giving like trench coat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at the
with
the
dress. Yeah, that's she what I was saying. Ooh, sequins gloves. They're the cute.
Is it sequins? I don't think it's.
Are
sequins.
They? Is it glitter?
I don't know, but it's cute. and her skin. Look at that melanin.
Yes, melanin is always right, baby.
We have Dariq Kinsley. She wears Agent Provocateur.
Oh.
Do you like it?
No.
I don't really like it.
Very prom.
It's giving you prom?
It's giving me prom with a little bit of slut. We can't say slut, can we?
Well, you just did. Send her to jail.
She's going to jail for it.
Alright, we got Kyle Richards on the People's Choice Awards. She's in a nice
giving me Kim Sierra. What's going on with them in these prom dresses this year?
This gives you Kim Sierra.
It's giving me Kim Sierra with the belt wrapped around. it's cute, but it's chat, you know, I don't really like it.
What about you though?
I mean, it's cute, but it's just
I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know. I really don't know. don't know how I want to feel about it.
Is this what the outfits this are is coming to? Wow.
Uh-oh. This is on your call. What you gonna do? Send her to jail? Or ooh, is she
and
free?
She look a little
old. She look a little what?
A little old.
Ooh. So what that mean?
That means the dress is not
I love cool. Kyle Richards.
I love Kyle Richards, too. It's not about the person. It's about
the outfit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's look at the shoes. Let's see if the shoes okay. help it.
Okay. Yes.
I like the outer line.
I do, too. Okay, mm-hmm. That's what's giving. I'm not going to send her to jail because okay, the outfit
we gonna
is
let you off the
it's
hook,
just quinceañera.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lisa Renner, she wears Saint Laurent.
Okay.
A nice black poofy shoulder pads. Where's her helmet?
Wow. She looks photoshopped. Why it look like it? That dress is.
Is it velour? No, I don't think so.
What kind of material she got on? That's a photoshop.
All right, well, let's look at the shoes. Let's see if the shoes is going to say, do you like it?
I just never really like poofy dresses at the top anyway because it does give you a football look.
Well, let's see if the shoes help. Send her to jail. Send her to jail. Send her to jail.
Hear me. You're going to jail. You're going to jail.
It is hear me. Definitely hear me.
Oh, my gosh.
This is just crazy. Next, we have Erica Jane. Uh-oh. So, she's wearing Saint Laurent, too.
Okay. I like
this
it.
One.
Me, too.
Yeah, I like this one.
It's cute. She has her hair in a nice sleek back ponytail with the dress. You know, it's really cute.
Yeah, this is cute. Yeah, this is definitely cute. Mm-hmm. I love it. And I think what are these? It's real shiny and sparkly, too. Mm-hmm. Kenan Thompson. It's the smile for me.
It's the giving me. Hurry up and take the picture, mama. That's what it's giving me. It's really giving me that. You know, Kenan, I love you. Welcome to Good Burger, home with a good burger. Can I take your order? Type. You know, it's giving me that, Kenan, but I love you, though. I really do love you.
Well,
Here he.
Oh, he going to jail?
You gotta go for the shiny blue suit. It's not it, Kenan.
It's a nice velour royal blue suit with white shoes and a white shirt up under.
With white shoes? I'm sorry. All right, who we got next?
Leslie Jones. She's in a nice, looks like a nice neon green dress.
Okay, I like her.
With purple hair and white heels. I think it was, good colors.
Yeah,
good
it colors was. Together. She matched up good. It's cute.
Okay, girl, you gotta go to jail.
Not
her.
Leslie. Her always slays. She looks good.
This is amazing.
Yes.
I love this. A nice Pepto-Bismol colored looking suit with, what is that? Something up under. Something black up under. Oh.
Yeah, a little under black. Mm-hmm. It looks good. Her
looks amazing.
Look good.
Tracy Ross. She's in Balenciaga.
Yes. I always like Balenci.
She looks like she already ready to go to jail. Send her to jail. She's in a jail outfit.
Tracy, you messed up with the boots.
She said, just send me to jail.
Yep, already.
Laverne Cox.
I think she should go to jail.
I like
She's
it.
She's giving me chicken
I
little.
Like it.
I don't like the chicken this little is, look. Women try to do that. I just don't understand. I don't like the chicken little look. I'm sorry, y'all. Here he. I feel like she should go to jail. But tomorrow, you probably feel different.
I like it.
You
it's
like the
cute.
Chicken look?
Laverne looks like a nice,
See, look, she
pretty
looks,
flower.
She do look cute
and she's
from
actually
the head
giving
up.
Fashion. Like,
she is.
Everybody had on, like, basic. Stuff that you can get from Forever 21. This
true.
Is something that you can't get out of Forever 21.
That
I think
is
it's
true.
Cute.
That is true.
Cardi B.
Oh, yeah, she looks good.
Amazing.
Yes.
Look at the breast assist.
Yes.
It's sitting up nice and pretty. Look.
Yeah,
she is definitely giving
baby.
Celebrity. She ain't got to go to jail. Look at the shoes.
Yes, given pointy, very pointy. Much. You look good. You
better not find a rope. She can get them in the corner.
Yep. Okay.
Halle Berry. What do you think about Halle Berry? Is this a sequin? What? One Piece overall? What do y'all call it?
It's like a romper. Let me see.
A One Piece romper?
Yeah.
A sequin One Piece romper?
Yes. It's cute. I like it. She look like
she's ready to go to a disco party.
Yeah. She looks like you back in your role for Catwoman, baby. It's giving me real bodysuit of Catwoman. Okay.
And last but not least, Kim Kardashian. She wears Balenciaga.
Okay.
Of course, she's going to wear Balenciaga. All of this is cute. I like it. This is real cute.
I really like it, honestly. Mm-hmm. It looks cute. It's different, but she always comes different.
Yeah. And it's that she's covering her entire body with this all black. I'm tired of seeing her covering her body in all black, but it's cute, though. Kim always delivers.